totally
my,
exhausted.
My last word is just keep praying for me. That's Amen. My last word. Amen. And God bless you.
Amen. Love you like nobody love you, but God love you best. Until the next time, may God bless and may God keep is our prayer.
You're listening to WWBC Cocoa and Merritt Island, W234 BI Cocoa and Vieira, W264 AS Melbourne and Palm Bay.
Well, hello again. Pastor Derry here with Missions for Christ International. In our last program, I talked about how we receive the blood of Christ, and that is by going to the place where that blood was shed, the death of Christ. I said there's three places in Scripture that tell us how we get to the place where Jesus died. First was the baptism, when we are baptized into his death. As Paul said in Romans 6, know ye not that so many of us as have been baptized were baptized into his death. And the second place we come in contact with the blood of Christ is when we partake of the Lord's Supper. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. He said, this is my body and this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. So we remember when we partake of the bread and of the cup of the Lord's Supper, the death of Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul says, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And the third place where we come in contact with the blood of Christ, according to Scripture, is when the Apostle John says in 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Now today I would like to talk to you about how does one become a Christian. Now there are some that say all you have to do to become a Christian is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And they'll quote a scripture like Romans 10:17, where it says, with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So apparently your mouth has something to do about your salvation. You need to confess that you believe that Jesus is the Christ. And Jesus said in Matthew 10:32, whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him shall I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. So belief in the heart is necessary that Jesus is the Christ, but also confession with the mouth is necessary according to the Scriptures. But what about repentance? Repentance surely is necessary. Jesus said when he first came preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then Peter also in 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, that not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And the Apostle Paul, when he was preaching to the men of Athens, he said, and now the times of ignorance God winked at, but now he commandeth all men everywhere to repent. And when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost to the Jews, and he said that Jesus was their Messiah that they had crucified, they were pricked in their heart and said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So then, according to the Scriptures, belief in Jesus as the Christ is necessary. Confession with the mouth is necessary. Repentance of sins is necessary. And it seems that baptism is also necessary for the forgiveness of sins and the receiving of God's Holy Spirit. Now, let's talk a little bit about repentance. True, genuine repentance is a real sorrow for the sins that I have committed in my past life. and the decision that I'm not going to continue to sin anymore like that. Now, in the Old Testament, we have the Ten Commandments, and these Ten Commandments consist of do's and don'ts. And the Bible says that we are to love the Lord God with all our heart, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself. That's a do. Then there are some don'ts. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. Now the Apostle Paul talks about the difference of repentance and godly sorrow. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, the Apostle Paul says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." So all of these things are necessary: faith, repentance of sin, confession of Christ, and baptism into Christ. These seem to be the requirements for a person to be saved according to the scriptures. Now let's talk a little bit about genuine faith and obedience. Back in the 1930s, there were some famous men such as Houdini, who made all kinds of escapes after being handcuffed and locked, put in a barrel and put the barrel in the river, and he escaped. And he was very successful and became very famous because of his miraculous escapes. But there was also another man who was not so famous as Houdini, but his name was Blondin, and he decided he was a great tightrope wire walker, and he strung a wire across the Niagara River above the Niagara Falls and walked across the river and back and forth. And then he stopped and he was going to walk across the river pushing a wheelbarrow. And so he said to the crowd that had gathered to see this, and he said, "Now who believes I can push this wheelbarrow across the river and back?" And one man said, "Oh, I believe. And so Houdini said to the man, "Okay, you really believe?" He says, "Yes, I believe you can." He says, "Okay, get in my wheelbarrow." Well, the man wasn't so anxious to do that. And so faith, really, if it's true faith, is always accomplished or accompanied by obedience. When God spoke to Abraham and told him to get up out of the country where he was into a land that he would show him, Abraham showed that he believed in God by doing what God said. He got up and he walked, not knowing where he was going, only knowing that he was following the God in whom he believed. So faith in the scriptures is always accompanied by obedience. And that's why baptism is necessary. It's obedience to Christ. And in the Gospel of Mark, we read, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be lost." Now, to say that baptism is a work is to misunderstand the English language. The people on Pentecost were not told to baptize themselves. They were told to be baptized. And when you are being baptized, you are not doing a work. Somebody else is doing the work. The baptizer is doing the work. All you're doing is submitting into Christ, your body, soul, and spirit, when you're being lowered in the water and then raised again to walk in newness of life. It is a picture of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. The Bible says Abraham believed God. And when God told Abraham to offer up his son Isaac as a sacrifice, Abraham believed. And we know that he believed because he took his son Isaac, bound him, laid him on the altar of stone, and raised the knife to plunge into his son's body. And then God said, "Abraham, Abraham, do not do this. For now I know that you believe." And God provided a ram for the sacrifice instead of Isaac, the son, the dearly beloved son of Abraham. And God has also provided for you a sacrifice for your sins in Jesus Christ, his beloved son, the son of God. Now, the only question is, will you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, as your Lord? Will you confess him publicly before men? Will you live a life that shows that you are a believer by obedience to his word, not simply just baptism, but belief in all of his word, and doing what God has told you to do and asked you to do, a life of obedience to Christ, and show forth the death of Christ in your own life as a sacrifice for God? Now, some will say is all you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord and you will be saved. But I'd like to direct your attention to the Apostle Paul. And remember how he was on his way to Damascus to take people in the way, people of the way, people who are followers of Christ, and put them in prison and have them persecuted and even killed. And when he is on the way, the Lord met him on that way. Said, "Paul, Paul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goad." Now, Paul didn't know what to do, but he was told what to do. He was told to go into Damascus and stay there at a certain house. And he would told him, it would be told, he would be told what he should do. And God sent a certain man to him named Ananias. And Paul had been blinded by his vision on the road to Damascus. And when Ananias came in, he received his sight. And then Ananias said to Paul, "Paul, what are you waiting for? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." And this is how Paul called upon the name of the Lord, by obedience to Christ, by being baptized. And this is what we all must do when we call upon the name of the Lord. We call upon the name of the Lord by obedience to Jesus Christ. Now, where are these scriptures located? For example, faith. We can read about Abraham in the book of Genesis, chapter 11, verse 27. And following. What about repentance? We read in Luke 13, verses 3 through 5, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And in 2 Peter 3, 9, we read about repentance. And also in Acts 17, verses 30 and 31, that the times of ignorance God winked at, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent. What about confession? We read about confession in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 17. What about baptism? Well, we read about baptism several places. Acts 2:38, Acts 18:8. We read about baptism in Romans 6, verses 1 through 6. In the book of Galatians, verse 3:27. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 5. In the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 12. 1 Peter 3, 20 and 21. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my own conversion experience. I'm now 87 years old. And I've been preaching the word for some 65 years. When I was about 12 years old, I was baptized by Herman Coy in the Church of Christ in Storm Lake, Iowa. My mom and dad had sent my brother and I out to Storm Lake every summer to stay with Grandma and Grandpa Holmes. Grandma Holmes was a faithful member of the Church of Christ there, and we knew that every Sunday we would go to church with her. Well, one Sunday, my brother surprised me by going forward when the invitation was given, and I didn't know any better, so I went forward with him. Herman Coy later baptized me and asked me if I believed that Jesus was the Christ. I said, yes. And so he baptized me when I was about 12 years old in the Church of Christ in Storm Lake, Iowa. And since that day, I have been a Christian, though I have sinned a lot in my life, but I've always come back to Christ. And now, as an 87-year-old preacher, I'm still preaching whenever I have the opportunity. And that's why I'm doing this radio program. I believe that I want to keep preaching until I die. And that, I don't know when that's going to be. For all I know, this may be the last sermon I ever preach. I hope not. I hope I still have a few more years left to preach for the Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I were missionaries in Africa, and I've preached there, and I'm reminded of the time that Jesus said, when this gospel has been preached in all the world, then shall the end come. And I was privileged and am privileged to preach the Word of God. It's not a duty, it's more of a privilege than anything. And you can't look upon it just as a duty, it's something that has to be done. It's the greatest privilege in the world to be a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the greatest work of the world. There is no work greater than this or more privileged than this. And I've baptized many, many people, not only here, but in Africa as well when we were missionaries there. So I would encourage you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Give your life to Him. Now, I would like to invite you to come to my church. It's the Tomoka Christian Church of Palm Bay, located on 344 Emerson Drive Northwest, Palm Bay, Florida. I'm not the preacher there, but you'll see me every Sunday as I'm there and listening to the Word of God. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I believe this is absolutely essential, that a person goes to church, goes to where he can hear the Word of God. If your faith is weak, you need to be in church to hear the preaching of the Word of God, faithfully preached and proclaimed. And also, as you go to church and partake of the Lord's Supper, you become a preacher of the Word of God. That's what Paul said, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim, or you do preach, the Word of God until He comes. And so, God bless you in this. Now there are ways that you can keep in contact with me. I have a radio station. On this radio station, every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, if I'm still alive, I'm scheduled to be there this next Sunday morning. Or you can come and I'd be glad to meet you and talk with you at my church, the Tomoka Christian Church, at 344 Emerson Drive Northwest, Palm Bay, Florida, 32907. I also have a website called missionsforchrist.org. It's Missions for Christ International, missionsforchrist.org, and you can contact me there. I'd be glad to talk to you at any time. God bless you. Now, I see that I have a few minutes left for this program, so I'd like to invite you to come together with me in prayer, and let's pray to God as we close the program today. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for the blessings you give to us. We thank you for Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, who died for us on the cross. We pray that we might live according to your will and do those things which are pleasing to you. We know that the Bible says this is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And so we can rejoice because we belong to you. And we thank you for this blessing that you give to us. Now bless all those who may listen to this program and the many other good programs, Christian programs on radio and TV, that they may come to Christ, know Jesus Christ as their Savior. We pray that whatever I have said on this program may not be necessarily my words, but your words that you want to give to people that will tune in. Let them know that you love them, that Jesus died for them, and that you want them to be saved. This is your desire, your will. And so, Lord, we thank you for this. We pray that you'd be with us this day and to the end of our lives. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Everybody put your hands together that need a miracle. Everybody that need a miracle in this room, y'all just help me say this real quick. Georgia song. Let's go to work here. There's a miracle with my name on it. There is a
miracle.
Put your hands
with my name on it.
There is a
miracle.
Oh yeah.
With my name on it.
You know that the devil can't
do that in my heart. All is hungry.
I wish y'all put your hands together like that was in the whole church. With my name on it, there is a
miracle.
Oh yeah,
with my name on it,
there is
a miracle. With my name on it,
you know that the devil can't
do that in my heart.
Oh yeah,
in my heart.
Can I just say this real quick? Satan is always trying to put my faith to the test. He comes in and make a mess. I know the Lord is about to bless. You know there's a miracle with my name on it. There is a
miracle.
You're looking for, but whatever you need, anybody know God's got it. Whatever you need, he will supply it. Every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me.
tell y'all what God is doing for me right now.
God's healing me from the things of my past.
It don't bother me no more.
He's soothing the pain I had.
Thank you, Jesus.
Today is a new day. He gave me sunshine for rain.
It's a beautiful day today.
I feel better.
You know why?
Because
I have the power to speak it.
You can feel better. Cause your past is the past.
Let me share this with you.
God's healing me from the things of my past. He's soothing the pain I had. So today is a new day. He gave me sunshine for rain. I feel better because my past is my past. Your past is the past.
This is my prayer I told the Lord.
Lord, please grant to me
the full ability.
The full ability.
To remember.
To remember to forget.
Those things.
Those things that damage me.
I know you made all.
Made all things new.
Once I moved out of the way and gave it all.
Gave my pain to.
But I know that it's a process. But I thank God today for progress. Come on, lift those hands and help me say it.
God's healing me.
Is there anybody out there been healed of your past? Come on. It's time to move forward.
He's soothing the pain.
Oh, it's celebration time. Go ahead and dry those tears. It's going to be all right, I promise you.
Today is a new day.
Today is a new day. Come on, sing along with me.
I feel better.
If you feel better, come on, sing along with me.
I feel better.
Now go ahead and get your groove in the spirit. Come on.
I feel better.
It's time to dry those tears. Come on. Now say, live.
Grow.
And move on.
Move on.
Say it again.
Presence is here. Sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know it's the spirit of the living God.
There is a Listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
And I am so grateful he kept me. Oh,
God helped me to
this time.
Not this time.
Through all my struggles.
Through all my struggles.
It get hard sometimes, y'all.
Disappointments too.
Right there, yes you were. Oh, I can't even tell you all that I've been through. The times I was down and didn't know what to do. I almost gave up, but God, you came and rescued me. Rescued me. Reached out your hand and pulled me through. I'm so glad for your grace, 'cause that's why I'm still here. It's by your grace, that I'm still
here.
I'm still here. If you ain't wanna testify tonight, take a minute and look back over your life. See all the Lord around you from the sea. Oh, you realize that He was right there all of the time. Walking with you, talking with you. You gotta know that you're never alone. Yes, you are never in this thing by yourself. She did a good job of raising me. My daddy made me. And he taught me how to be a man. But I can't give him the credit for saving me. And I can't give him the credit for killing me. Because it all belongs. It all belongs to you, Jesus. So I lift my hand and say,
I don't know.
Could care so much for me
that He gave His only Son. Yeah.
God bless you.
Come on. Come on, somebody hit that floor. Somebody hit the aisle. Somebody run down to the altar. And give God a Holy Ghost two-step. When you think about everything that the Lord has done for you. How he created everything out of nothing. How he scooped out the deep blue sea. There is nothing too hard for the Lord.
It's my time.
say it's my time. Come on.
This is the Christian Voice of Brevard on WWBC 1510 AM.
telling you he's already proved that he can do anything, so give him a chance. Now there's so many times I called on him, regardless of the circumstance. He was there, so now devoted my life to serving him. It's me for him, cause all the time he was there for me, yeah. Don't matter to me, no. There's no limit, I'll give you anything. I want you to trust me. I testify and let everybody know I live because of you, and they can have the same life that I choose. And when they ask me how, I'll say it's because of you. Oh, it don't matter what. There's no limit. I'll give you anything. All I want. Oh, my love.
Sure. shall see the King when he comes. Tell me, my brother, are you ready for the call that's soon to come? You see, we're gonna crown our Savior King and Lord of all. Oh, the kingdom